Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Practice Accelerator Retreat Day. This is the second, and I think we have three, so there's another one coming up, I believe, in October. This is a chance for us to actually work on stuff together. So I have plans. I have some topics listed, but I also want to get feedback from everybody on what's going to be the most beneficial. And then we're going to have some breakout times where you can actually work either as a team on something or work by yourself on something and then be able to pull me in, go to a breakout group so I can help you with languaging or strategy or whatnot. So I'm going to start by having everybody just kind of sit with, and I'll give you like a minute or two to jot some stuff down so I'm not putting you on the spot. But I would like you all to take a moment to just jot down what are the top three things that you feel like you need to accomplish in your business, whether it be attract more clients, outline a program, get a group program done, something along the lines of what do you think are the top three things that you need to be doing in order to reach more people, make more money, and make a bigger impact? Because that's what we're here for, right? We're here to make a big impact on the planet. We're here to actually touch people's lives in profound ways. And sometimes the monkey mind gets in the way of us actually just getting out and doing it because we want to make sure everything's perfect before we do. So what do you think, and we can discuss this when we will discuss this round robin as we finish. What do you think are the top three things that you really need or want to do right now to make more money, reach more people, and feel like you're making a profound difference in the world? So take 2 minutes to do that, and then we'll go around and we'll share. Okay? Just jot it down so you have a little bit of something. You're not just sitting there going, oh, no, what do I want to say? I think I'm chasing into the sun, which is why. That's a little better. Let me go grab it. Does anybody need more time? Yeah, I think you're still working. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I know sometimes my computer, my laptop doesn't have great sound. So if not, I'll go get the separate camera to put on there. You good? Okay. Okay. We good? Okay, so what I'm going to do, we'll go around and share, and I'll start with Lisa. I'm just going in the order that you're on my screen. So we'll start with Lisa, and I'm going to jot down some notes. Okay.
I had doubts about coming today because I'm not working on my business so much. I'm just working with clients, but what I'd like is my website copy to reflect the way that I practice, and I hope that it's not become too minimal, and just to reflect the depth of the way that I practice. And then Lynn said something to me last time we met 2 days ago, that the fact that I have to redo my website, maybe it'll give me a chance to kind of reinvent myself or think about it. And I thought that was quite a good time for me to rethink what I really want. And what I really would like is to have a referral practice. That means, where clients are sent to me from other practitioners, from doctors or whatever. So I would like to figure out how to set that up. And because I really don't like marketing and all these things. And the best work that I can do is when clients are referred from a friend or from a person, and then it's just so much easier to convert them to a client. Yeah. And then in terms of, I love the complex clients, but they're one-on-ones again, and they're very, very time-consuming. So I'd like to have, in addition to that, maybe one online group program a year. So maybe just to be a little bit simpler and easier for me, just make it simple, like maybe dealing with bloods and some labs, and going through things, but in a group setting. So those are the things that
that's great, Lisa. It's real. There's a lot of clarity there too. There's a lot of real clarity about what you like, what you don't like. And that's what we go through stuff and we figure out what we don't want to keep doing anymore. And yeah, as much as you like the complex clients, it would be nice to have something a little easier to also work on too. So great. Okay. Thank you. Annette.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here, Lisa. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So of course, having more clients, but I think more important than that is to get the program done. Get the tripwire book done, because I can have clients, but if I don't have things in place, what point is it to get the clients? They're going to be like, uh-huh. And obviously change and improve the lives of the diabetics and their families and get them outside of what they're told is the way to treat the eat and cover method. Go ahead, have that.
Mm-hmm.
Just take, 15 extra units of insulin to have that donut. So I'd like to get people beyond that, outside that box.
Yes.
To see that there are other healthier options so that their kids can live longer, healthy, and they themselves live longer, happier lives.
Exactly. Exactly. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. We'll go to Allison and welcome Mahela. While I'm working, Allison speaking, what we did was everybody just took a moment to jot down maybe 3 things that you really want more of, you want to be working on, how you want to be attracting more clients or reaching them in a certain way. What is it, the 3 things that you really would like at this point that maybe it's just not where you want it to be right now? Okay. And it could be attracting more clients. It could be a group program. It could be, getting some speaking engagements, whatever it is that's on your mind. Okay. And you'll hear as Allison shares to get some ideas. Allison.
Hi, everybody. Lovely to see you all. How long is a piece of string? I've got too many things, obviously, as always. I'd like to get my website copy done, but what I feel I need to be clear on my pathway, so get all the ducks in a row so that when I do have clients, I can send them to a system that engages them, gives them a free gift, gets them to understand the way I work, and then they only reach a strategy session with me if they are actually the sort of person who will be an ideal client with me.
Mm-hmm.
So some way of filtering through an automatic system rather than people waiting to ring them back when I do ring them back. And one of the reasons that I'm hesitant to ring them back is because when I do, they actually aren't really my clients at all. They're expecting free staff. They're certainly not expecting my level of work. I need to be connecting regularly with my clients with a regular newsletter or at least email and my Facebook lives.
Good.
And marketing, I need, once I've got all that in place, then I can get out speaking, I can create my signature talks re-release my Joyful Sexy Menopause program. Yay!
Yay! Lots of good stuff. Okay, good. And I have some ideas too on as we go through that. So focusing you in the order of importance of this stuff. Because a lot of times we start to try to send people to a website, a program, et cetera, but we don't really have a clear, this, like you said, system. And I really think that that's going to be the top of the line. All right. Who's next? Mahela? Let's unmute. You unmuted?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think my biggest problem right now is, I don't know. I just find myself completely unmotivated, and I know I need to be working on things, and instead I just get more depressed about the fact that I'm not doing that. So I don't know how to get my act together, but, and I think the one of my biggest ones is to get more customers, and but how do I do that? And
do you mean one-on-ones, or do you mean?
Yeah, even groups. I'm public speaking is not my thing, but I will get myself there, and I want to do that. So that's why I think I want to practice a little bit in the beginning with one-on-one to get myself up to speed. And so I think these are my biggest.
Okay, cool. Ones. Very good. Lynn, anything you want to work on?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just working on supporting you. I will say, first of all, Mahela, I want to know you're not alone there. I've been feeling a lot of pulls or whatever you want to, and I'm not sure what they are. And I think I mentioned this, it may have been yesterday, or whenever we've had two or three calls.
3 days in a row.
Yeah. But I think part of it is because we're close. We're close to a breakthrough. And
bingo.
And sometimes that can be scary. Much as giving birth, you know? Those labor pains come and you're like, oh, I remember saying with my first daughter, I changed my mind, you know? And so the closer you get, the scarier it gets. And so what happens is we fall back into what's comfortable. For me, what's comfortable is being supportive, not always thinking so much of myself and taking care of myself, because I'm used to that. I can do that. I can serve. What I have a hard time with is showing up for myself. And so because I've been doing a little bit of that here over the last few weeks, it's my person, my essence, my spirit's getting a little scared. Mm-hmm. And so I've been sliding kind of back down into that. And so I say that because for all of us, this is a great opportunity for all of us to create in who it is we want to be. Mm-hmm. How do we want to show up in this world? And who do we want to talk to? And so... on my own, for my own particular business. So I've got a membership group, and I have these ideas, and I've started some things for other pieces of my program. And I went, wait, I've already got this membership group. And we have a great time. And a couple of the people had signed up, as a special deal, because they had purchased, a level of ERC, and they got a bonus. And so when that bonus was over, I offered this membership group. I created this membership group to continue working with me, and they got the special deal of paying extra money and then getting a one-on-one call with me. And I'm sitting there going, I am just a blind idiot. I have everything all set up for this. All I have to do is maybe send out some emails, go on my Facebook group or something and say, hey, you want to come join our party? And you know, so they can join the membership group. And if they want to, they can pay a little extra and have a one-on-one with me. And it's like, oh, right there, just right there. So that's what I'm doing right now. It's a no-brainer. It's easy. I love this group. And then it will allow me to relax a little bit as I create these other pieces that I also really love.
Yeah. And you just add it to that as a framework. And that, you know, I think what happens, and I really agree with you, like there's sometimes a breakthrough, but sometimes it's also because you're not real clear. Right. And there's some stirrings going on and you're not sure what you want it to be. And right. A lot of you, including
that's
me,
why we fall back into it. You know, when you're getting ready to give birth to this,
familiar.
No matter how many children you have, you are still not clear how this is going to make your life
different. How it's going to work, how your life is going to do. And so many of us need to have clarity before taking action. And I'm going to just encourage you to step outside that comfort zone and have a little bit of clarity, but know that that may not be what you still want to be doing 6 months or a year from now, and that's okay, right? You can do something different. You can change your mind 6 months to a year from now, right? And I think part of why I have been successful is because in my personality type, I'm a jump right in, quick start, and then I don't always think it all the way through. But in entrepreneurship, that's an advantage, right? Yes, you have to think it through. Yes, but you can hire people to do that once you get successful and start selling stuff. But you can change your mind, right? It's okay. So you don't have to have it all mapped out as to how this is going to be for the next 10 years. You can just decide, do, and then modify.
And I know because that works for you. If you are different than that, it's still okay. You have to find the flow and balance that works for you.
But you still have to find that it's okay if you change your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
It's okay. And I think that's a model we have to break out of, because when we were kids and everything had to be perfect and you went to school and everything had to be perfect and you couldn't turn a paper in until it was perfect. And I'm giving you permission that you can start this one thing and then you can shift gears and go, you know what? I don't really want to do it this way anymore. I'm going to add some other components to it, or I'm going to take away, or I'm not going to do this anymore. And it's okay, because you've gotten some momentum, you get some motivation. When you don't know what you're going to be doing, you don't know, and you're confused, the motivation goes away. It's like, why am I excited about doing something? I don't even know what I want to do. So I want to help us today to create some clarity around those blocks, and to have some specific action steps and actually do some work today so that we walk away with something that's partially finished. And for those of you, not doesn't include me as much, but who are the follow-through people versus the starter people, you're not going to be able to sit well with this partially done thing. You're going to want to keep going with it. Okay? And we'll provide the support to do that. Does that make sense, though? It's fear that holds you back. It's not lack of stuff. Like Allison, you know that if you lay out what you really want to be doing, not like using Kendall Summers' formula or somebody else's formula for how many this or that should be in your program, but how do you feel from your heart is the best way for you to provide service to people? And just lay it out. We can fine tune it because it's probably going to be way too much because that's just the way your mind thinks, but that's okay. But you just map it out. I first want to meet them and I want to make a connection and I want them to really buy into the fact that it's not just about bioidentical hormones. Okay, how do you do that? Oh, you can do that with a video. Okay, great. Then I want to actually sit down with them one-on-one. I want to look at their labs, their history, and I want to figure out what's actually going on with them. Then I want to sit with them, and I'm just throwing this out there. This isn't like what you necessarily need to do or want to do. But it's like, oh, then I want to sit with them and I want to explain, you know, after I've gone through and analyzed a lot of this stuff, I want to explain to them where that root is, right? That it's their adrenals, or it might be their thyroid, or it might be their digestion. And then I want to offer them a plan for how we're going to work with them, whether it be putting them in your group program for part of it, doing one-on-one, doing just the self-study, that you have those options. But how do you want to work with them? Not just how does I tell you you should work with them, or, you know, some other guru that you've studied with and makes a lot of sense. But it's a matter of finding what do you see from your 20 years of clinical experience is what you need to do with these folks to get them the real results that they want. And when you can do that, when you explain it to them, you're going to explain it to them like this with so much excitement versus now you're still like questioning yourself. So when you explain it to them, they're not necessarily getting the excitement that you have over all the great things you can help them with. And a part of it is that there isn't that early screening, like you said, so we need to put that into place, that the people are coming and going, oh, she's a bioidentical doctor, right? I'm just going to tell her and she's going to give me a prescription, right? And Mihaela, you'll run into that a little bit too because you're a pharmacist. They expect, oh, she's just going to give me a natural prescription instead of a pharmaceutical prescription. And it's setting that framework for that. That's allopathic thinking with just natural tools. And that's not what we're about. We're about more of a functional, holistic view. And when you set that up, the people that come to you want that. Like these people who we just met with in ERC this week, holy cow, this is what they want. They're like, I'm freaking done with these doctors who just want to hand me a prescription. I don't want to know this. I want to know what's really at the root and what is going on with me. And they're excited and motivated, right? So that's what I want for all of you, to get that. And it's going to require some educational pieces. Do you know what I mean? Like for Annette, it's going to be require you being out there, and whether it's short videos that you're putting up on Facebook a couple of times a week or on YouTube and all of the above, that you're just giving them the snippets. Did you know that? Did you know every time your kid goes low and you give them sugar to go high, this is what's happening? Did you know that? Did you know the risk? And here's some of the things you can do, and giving tips. And then they're going, oh my God, this lady knows a lot. I don't want my kid to have that. I want my kid to have what she's saying is possible. I wonder what she has. And then when you have this program to offer them or these one-on-one services to offer them, you've primed the pump. You know what I mean? And that's what we want to do, is we want to prime the pump so that these people are just like, okay, what do you have? What do you have? Because I love what you're saying and I want to work with you. Right. And a lot of us want to lead with, we offer this and we offer that. And, you know, for me, when I started doing this online thing, I was thinking back to this. How did I really get this going? I just was getting on and doing webinars once a week with no offer, not even a call to action. Hey, sign up for my free ebook. That was about the extent of it. Right. And then they got the invitation to the next one and the next one. So when I actually offered them something, they were like, where do I sign up? And I only offered it for $97. So they're like, okay, what is it? Where do I sign up? Because they were ready, because I'd already brainwashed them or rebrainwashed them, because they had been brainwashed by the medical system before into this new way of thinking. And they're like, okay, what do I do to get this? And that's what I want for all of you. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't have to have it all thought out in advance. Some, you know, personality-wise, you want it a little further along than I did. Lisa found that out with her first program. Yeah, you want a little bit more than keeping up with it week by week. That I feel comfortable with. Not everybody does, right? Not everybody feels comfortable offering a program that you have no idea what the program's going to be, but you just tell them, hey, it's going to be some program, some length of time, it's $97, we'll figure it out as we go along, but this is the result you're going to get. When you can tie in to that result they want, right? These women, if you're focusing on women who have horrific menstrual cramps, that they can actually look forward and know what to expect of how they're going to show up in their life every day of the month. How much do they want to pay for that, right? And it's hitting on the pain points, not even so much from a medical symptom situation. Oh, you have hot flashes. Oh, you have this. But you show up with the pain points from how it's screwing their life up, You can't even wake up every day and know that you can make it through the day without having to run to the toilet because you're bleeding and you're doubled over in pain. And you don't know when the freaking period's coming. So you're like having to be prepared that way every day. How does that make you feel? How does that make you show up in your relationships? How does that make you show up with your clients or your boss or whatever? Like really hitting when you can really hit those pain points and you can get them. Like, oh my God, yeah, that's exactly, she just described my life. And no, I want a life where I can wake up every day excited. Sign me up. What do I have to do? Is this making sense?
Sure. You said something, and I just want to support it. I feel like I'm getting an echo. Sorry. Rather than tying into a result, you know, you tie into that feeling, how you're going to feel when that's over. And it's the same way with us in our business. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you going to feel when you get your program going, when you have people coming to you that you can see their life improving? How does that feel? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is that you have that you're doing, how does it feel when that piece is done? And it's the same way with our clients. There was a quote that Laura Fine gave on one of the classes, and I don't remember exactly, but it's something like, the universe is supporting us even when the outcome doesn't seem like it is, or what we wanted it to be, something like that. But what you're here to do is supported. You know, even when we have this idea, this is how it's supposed to look, be open to what is to be.
So, and be open to looking a little differently as you learn more, right? So maybe, you know, Allison, you had this vision of a year-long program and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And maybe it looks different than that when you actually start to do it and go, oh, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. We've changed the ERC. We change it every year. We change it a little bit incrementally, but it looks very different this year than it looked in years gone before. And it's going to look even different when this year is over and we have to move into a new thing, because I've learned, right? I've learned from them. So when you're open to learning from them, and what Lynn said was so right, because it's the feeling, right? What is it going to feel like to them? And when we're working with clients, that's one of the questions I ask. What do you want? I ask them, what do you want at the end of this 12 months together? How is it going to feel when you achieve that, right? And that's what we want to keep anchoring back to. How is it going to feel, Mihaela, when you have a steady stream of clients and you have a group program going on, and people are finding you and they're saying, oh my God, Mihaela, I'm so happy I found you. I'm so excited that I found you. My life is like, I'm out of the prison of being tied to this monthly hell that I've been going through, right? How does that feel? And that helps the motivation to come back, because when you're confused and you don't know what to do and you're like, what's my next step? And you have all this stuff spinning in your mind and you don't know how to focus it and make the next step and the next step, and you can't see through to the end, it's unmotivating. It's like, forget it. Yeah, forget it. I'll just go work at the pharmacy and dispense drugs the rest of my life, right? They pay me. At least they pay me, right? But you're here to make a big difference, right? And here's what I want everybody to do the next round here, because I want you to introduce yourself. Like, not I'm a health coach that does, like you did the other day, right? Because who cares that you're a health coach, right? If you have a cute title, like naturopathic pharmacist, that's a really cool title that you can say, well, I'm a naturopathic pharmacist and what I do is, because first that naturopathic pharmacist evokes like naturopathic and pharmacist in the same sentence, it evokes curiosity. And he goes, oh, tell me more, right? So if you can come up with that, I've never been able to come up with a cool name like that for myself, so I don't do it, right? What am I? I don't know. Here's what I do. Here's the results I can get. But if I came up with one, I'd sure use it as that first soundbite. But health coach, no, it doesn't go. a nutritional endocrinology practitioner, nah, doesn't fly. They're like, huh, what, you know? But something if you have that's, you know, I'm a health detective and I do this, that could be something. I'm a, you know, health sleuth, I don't know, whatever you could come up with. But if you don't have that, skip it. You tell them what you do and what result you can get with them, right? So I want you to each take like just 2 minutes. Don't overthink this, right? Whatever you, like if you were out in the park today with your kids and somebody came over to you, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, your kids are adorable. Oh, so what do? Right? That's what I want you to be able to say that's going to get them to go, oh, wow, that's really cool. Either to say, wow, I really need that, or wow, I know somebody who really needs what you do, right? Either way, it doesn't matter. But you want them to say, wow, I really need you. When I started talking about, when I started saying to people, what do you do? And I would flounder around and I started to say, well, I help people who have belly fat, brain fog, and burnout to get their energy back and their brain clarity so that they could live the life they love. People go, well, I have all that. Well, I'm really talking, that was talking about my blood sugar program. If I had said, oh yeah, I help people who have blood sugar imbalances to regain their blood sugar, they're like, oh, that's nice, to regain their balance. That's nice. They don't care. They don't think or know that they have blood sugar imbalances, but they do know if they have one of those symptoms, right? So go ahead and take 2 minutes to really, because we're going back to basics here, but I think it's important. And I love it when I get on with people and they help me go back to basics, because every time I go back to basics, I come up with new clarity. And after you write it, go back and look at it and say, is this language that my ideal client is going to relate to, right? Are they saying, oh my God, I have so many biochemical imbalances in my body that I need to correct? I doubt it, right? Are the diabetic moms actually saying, I really need to learn to balance my kids' blood sugar better? Or are they saying, oh, I really need to get over the fear that my kid's not going to make it through the night and the chaos in my family trying to deal with this diabetic kid, right? What are they really saying and feeling? Are they saying, I really wish I could get rid of my menstrual periods? Or are they saying, I wish I could just wake up every day and not wonder if this is going to be the day it's going to start and I'm going to have to go to bed? And if you need help with it, no worries. I see some of you writing and Mahala's kind of thinking. It's fine. Share what you're thinking. Jot a few words down about what you're thinking and where some of the confusion lies. And we can really fine tune this. Because I want you to be able to, on the dime, on the spot, I want you to start carrying around a little square that attaches to your cell phone so you can sign somebody up on the spot for a consultation. And that, I mean, that's the extreme, but you meet somebody in the grocery store and they say, what do you do? And you tell them, and they go, oh my God, I need you. And you start talking to them and you go, oh, well, you have time now? I have a half an hour. Let's do a consultation. I charge $25 for a, you know, whatever it might be. Right. We just run it through the square. That's an extreme, but I'm saying, I want you to get so clear that they're going, sign me up. What do I have to do? I'm going to throw out this, and it may resonate with Lisa or not. I got interviewed yesterday for a summit, and she's calling it the Mystery Symptom Summit, right? Like when you're wandering around and it's geared towards people who have been to practitioner after practitioner and nobody really knows, or that maybe they got a diagnosis, but they're not real clear that that's a diagnosis. Nobody's telling them what they should do. She called it the Mystery Symptom. So it's maybe even that word of mystery, you know, that And somebody gave me, if I could find it on my phone, after I described what I was doing, it was at a marketing seminar, and he was like, oh, this is what you do. And I'll look for it and I'll read it to you because I really liked it. Here we go. Supplying the health answers that no one else can. And if you're ready, just hold your hand up and we'll...
Well, I can't get any further, so maybe I'll just put my hand up.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I liked what you said about this. I always have a hard time with this. You know, I work with or I support people who, but I love this. I'm a health detective. So I thought I could start it like that. I'm a health detective and I help people who, I don't know, have mystery, but I don't want, you know, anyway, and who, I don't know how to use the word mystery.
Well, have mysterious symptoms that none of their doctors have been able to figure out.
Okay. And regain their zest for life and feel amazing every day. That's it.
Yeah. And yeah, I like it. So say it all in one sentence.
I'm a health detective. I help people who have mysterious symptoms that their doctors can't figure out, regain their zest for life and feel amazing every day.
I love that. Thumbs up. Anybody have any tweaks you want with that? I love that because it's real clear. I'm a health detective. And the mystery detective, right? Mysterious. Yeah. They work together. Yeah. And what do they want? Do they want to feel amazing every day? Who doesn't want to feel amazing every day? Right. I love it. Okay. So that will be your tagline.
Yeah.
Right. And you do that on your website. And I was thinking about you. Yeah, this morning in the shower, I was thinking about you, about the website and how we told you to redirect just as a temporary start. But even just to go into WordPress, and we can actually go through that technical if anybody wants to know, because I think there's so many things we can easily do in a WordPress page if the background is set up, you know. Even if it's not, you get somebody from Upwork to set up your banner or whatever. But to go in there and just create a page that's just about you with an opt-in on it, you know, like, and even just take, well, I'll just take your lead pages. Never mind about that. I don't know what I was thinking with that, but it'll probably come back to me. But just, if you just do that and you do that on your, that little opt-in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Sign up here for my, I mean, a great freebie would be, you know, something about some number of common mysterious symptoms and, how to understand these common, the five most common or three most common something that you see, right? That people need the right direction. So something along those lines. Yeah. And even from a perspective of branding and graphics and stuff, you can tie in, you know, the little Sherlock Holmes looking under the little monocle or something like that. You know, just a thought. There may be some really fun graphics that you could tie into that help people to really connect with that. So good.
Well, that's cool. Thanks.
I love it. I love it. Annette.
Okay. So I dropped health coach. I got the message. I support parents of diabetics to lead calmer and less stressful lives. I've been there. I know you can sleep more and you can live with diabetes and still have a near normal life. And it's really not that difficult.
Okay. That's good for on your site. That's good for as you get into the conversation more, but you want something a little catchier. So less stress. Yeah. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about, like we said the other day, ending the overwhelm and chaos. They're thinking about like creating, you know, this peaceful thing, but you want to hit the problem and then the solution. So I help parents or caregivers of diabetics who are just stressed to the max, if you want to use the word stress, but stressed to the max from their chaotic, scary life to create the peace, whatever. It still needs work, but short and sweet. So they go, oh, how do you do that? You want them to ask, how do you do that? Or, oh my God, I need that. Oh my God, my sister who has two diabetic kids needs your help.
Okay.
Right? Less stress is too wishy-washy, nebulous. Creating peace, right? Creating harmony. Getting rid of fear, because they live in fear constantly, right? So somehow tying in the fear that they're living with, that they're going to do something wrong and it's going to kill their kid, or that their kid isn't going to make it through the night because they gave him too much insulin, right? Or something like that, right? I mean, because those are the real fears, right? Those are the real fears that they have. So tie it in so that they're emotionally connected to you right away, if they're your audience, or if they know somebody. They're going, oh my God, my sister so needs you. Her life is so chaotic. Every time they come to visit, there's no peace. There's no sleeping. Yeah. Can I have a card?
Okay.
All right. We'll give you some more time before the end because I want to really nail it. Allie, you look so sophisticated. That hair is amazing. You look like you should be on a modeling shoot right now.
So when we were on the retreat, I wrote, I inspire women to stand in their power and take back control of their health, their hormones and happiness, whatever. But that's still stilted, it doesn't flow, and it's too left-brained. So yeah. Although I voice light, I inspire, it leaves people stopping there to think, oh, inspire, is my perception. Yeah. Going back to the good old help might actually be a good step. So I've put here, I help women struggling with hot flashes, crappy sleep and mood swings to break free from the hormone prison and sail through life with confidence, grace and ease. That's too long.
Too long.
And then I put, I help women with, and then that same symptomatology, who are at the end of their tether to break free from the hormone prison. I'm still not there. It's still stilted.
Yeah, it's still stilted because you're listing... you're giving a list of symptoms. Mm. What do those symptoms do to their life? How do those symptoms impact their life?
It leaves them overwhelmed at the end of their tether, exhausted. The sleep deprivation leaves them not functioning properly, so it's back to the brain fog again.
I help women who are sick of being hot, sweaty, and cranky to get through menopause with ease and grace. I mean, something along that line is short, snappy, to the point they go, oh yeah, hot, sweaty, irritable, cranky, right? You're listing symptoms more from a medical perspective, right? What do those symptoms do to them? How many times, like how would they say to your friend, you just had a miserable night, you're up most of the night with hot flashes off and on, you wake up, you're cranky, you're irritable, all you want to do is eat chocolate, right? And your friend calls you up and say, hey, how you doing today? And you go, fuck, I feel so shitty. I was up all night, I'm hot, I'm sweaty with stupid temperature change, and all I want to do is eat chocolate today, right? That's the kind of stuff that they're going to say to their friend, right? They're not going to say, well, I had a hot flash night and I feel, you know, I'm having some anxiety. They don't speak that way, right? They get down and dirty. You don't want to use curse words. You don't want to, but you want to think, how would the wording that you do it make them reflect that that's how they feel after spending up all night? I'm hot. I'm sweaty. Somebody calls them when they're still in bed before they get out of bed and they go, how do you feel? Oh, I'm sweaty. My clothes are sticking to me. My sheets are wet. I got to change the freaking sheets again. I'm sick of this. You know, I'm cranky and all I want to do is eat chocolate. You see what I'm saying? that's not the exact words, but that's the feeling. Is that, does that capture the feeling that they have?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to capture that and have them go, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was going to put struggle. I like the word struggling. I've been taught to use that word. Really pictures, brings up the picture. But I think us sick of feeling like this is a very good thing.
Yeah, I think
us sick of feeling than struggling with. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, going back to what I had said earlier that made a difference when I started saying that, if I were to say, I help people who are sick and tired of their belly fat, the brain fog, and the constant exhaustion to blah, 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 blah. That would hit better than the litany of symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. They're sick of, they're tired of, they want an end to, you know what I mean? Like, because it's emotive. And when they hear that, we go, oh, what? Tell me more.
Yeah.
I have women who are sick and tired of fighting with their husbands. And this would be somebody who's a relationship coach. You're sick and tired of fighting with their husbands and yelling at their kids and just want to create some peaceful communication and harmony in the world, in their house. Right? And that way they go, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mahela. Okay, so are we still niching towards these? Which I think is a great niche, because I think
sure.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think my statement is very broad.
Okay. Because so, you're clinical, you're left brainy, you know?
Really
you're a brainiac.
So I wrote down, and actually I have this on my website, that I was trying to write just a short paragraph as to what naturopathic means and what a pharmacist is and what do I do? And so
that's right on your website, but that's not a great elevator pitch. But go ahead.
Right. Anyway. But so I just took the last sentence from that thing. And it says that I blend my knowledge of traditional pharmacology with the wisdom nature and history has given us to look at root cause of symptoms and provide coaching to reverse them.
Okay.
But it's very general.
So it's general, it's long, and it's something that you might say to them after they say, wow, how do you do that?
Okay.
That's a great answer to that. I blend, I do. It's a how you do it statement rather than what you do.
Okay.
Right? Lisa didn't say how she did this. She just said, I helped them solve these mystery symptoms that their doctor has no clue about. And people want to go, well, how do you do that? Then she could get into, well, we look at the labs, we analyze labs, we do a complete history, we look at your life as a whole. And then she can get into that how to.
Yeah.
Right? But this is the what you do. That gets people's attention. Right? And you're talking, you want to talk to your niche.
Yeah.
Because even if they're not your niche, they know somebody who's in your niche. Who doesn't know a bitchy PMS woman? It's about to get her period and be down for 3 days. Who doesn't know that, right? Everybody knows one of those in their life. Okay? So I would focus on that feeling that they have. And I don't know if anybody else has that opinion, but I like the idea of your life is out of control because you never know when it's going to hit and you know it's coming approach and you don't know how bad it's going to be, whether you're going to be in bed or whether you can make plans that day or plan on being in bed. Because you're just out of it. You know, that predictability, the loss of freedom, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I help women who have just completely lost their autonomy, their freedom, or are struggling with not even knowing what their day is going to be like or how they can make plans or I don't know. Just thinking it down, but just got a lot of those feelings. Like, what are they experiencing? Anybody else have some ideas for Mahela, given it's the PMS, dysmenorrhea, miserable periods, gets them in bed, they're bleeding heavily, they're hurting, they're bitchy 3 days before, they never know what to predict in their life.
You know, I didn't have any of that, but I know from my daughters that did, it just, their pain is so great, all they can do is curl up in a fetal position and hope it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's how you've described it to us before, Mihaela, right? Yeah. That's it. I got to leave work. Can't work today. There's no way. No way you can even fake it through when it's that bad. So something like that. Short, sweet. So you want to evoke the, wow, how do you do that? Or, wow, I need your help. I need that. Or, oh my God, my sister really needs that. Every time I see her, I can't even make plans with my own sister because she cancels them 3/4 of the time because she's in a fetal position in bed with menstrual cramps. We can all relate. Okay? This is probably the hardest thing. And you'll revisit it and you'll change it. You just want to get something that will suffice. Right? Lisa might say as she starts working with these folks and go, I'm going to change it because they're using this word a lot. Great. You change what you say. But you don't want it to be something that you have to sit there and memorize because you can't remember what it is. You want it to flow naturally because it's just who you are and what you do and how you can help. Okay? And don't get discouraged if you don't have it yet. But you know what you do, and that's what we're going to use for taking you to the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does anybody want to work on it some more or want to move on? I can give you another few minutes to work on it. Tell me.
You told me to work on mine.
Say that?
You had told me to work on it and get back to you.
Okay. So do you have it worked on?
No, I did.
Okay, good.
I support parents and caregivers of diabetics who are stressed out and scared. Diabetes is scary, but it doesn't have to control your life. Take your life back and learn to tame your fear.
Okay. Great for the website.
Still 3 sentences rather than 1 sentence. Yes. That's the trouble.
I help parents. I help overwhelmed, scared caregivers, parents. You don't even have to say caregivers. Because if you just say parents, if they're a caregiver, you know, if they've got custody, they consider themselves like a parent. So I would take that and because it makes it cumbersome. I help scared parents or stressed out, scared parents of diabetics to it's the opposite of chaos, it's calm. To create a calm home environment that's where everybody can thrive, where the whole family can thrive. And they go, huh? How could you do that with a person who's got diabetes? You know? And maybe you say type 1 diabetes as well, because, I mean, even though there's not as many type 2 diabetics, I don't know. I think diabetes, if it's parent with a kid.
There's more type 2s than type 1s. But
there are.
They
don't have that situation. No. Right. Right. I would do it. I was listening to something where they talked about this the youngest on record type 2 diabetic, a 3-year-old. Sad. And all they were eating was, you know, candy, soft drinks, typical crap diet, and switched it around and, you know, within a few months. So.
And type 2s are more likely to have an amputation than type 1.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have no clue. Just keep feeding your kid candy and soft drinks the rest of their life and see how long they last. All right, so try that again.
Okay.
Using that, you don't want 3 sentences, you want 1. That's the stuff you would explain to them. That's more the how, right? And the can and all. That's marketing language, right? That's, you can take control. Sure, you put that on your website. You can do this. But now when you're speaking to them, you want to speak as naturally as possible. And you want to say it and then stop. You want to respond. Let them react. Right? And if they say, oh my God, yeah, how do you do that? I know people like that. Or I am, because you say this at a support group. How do you do that? How can you possibly create calm and serenity in a household with a type 1 diabetic? Oh, well, I've done it. I have a type 1 diabetic. This is it, and this is what I teach, and this is how I do it. Okay. And I have a really cool little, you know, 6-week program where I take people to, or I do one-on-one coaching with people to really help you get to the heart of it. Because it can happen. There's this very simple strategy.
I'll keep tweaking it.
Yeah, you're good. You're getting there. Anybody else, Allison, did you have a redo?
Yes. Yeah. I help women who are sick and tired of feeling hot, sweaty, and cranky to sail through menopause with confidence and ease.
Love it. Yay. I love it. Right. They're right. Hot, sweaty, cranky. Right. Use the non-medical lingo and you got them. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Mahalo, do you have a redo or you don't have to?
I wrote something down. Not sure, but I took what Lynn suggested. So I help women who have so much pain during their period that all they want to do is crawl into fetal position and disappear for a week every month. To become pain and bloating free, rest well, and have a stable mood.
Okay. The last part, the first part's good. Maybe able to be tightened just a little bit.
Okay.
Read it again, because maybe it can help you to fine-tune it.
So I help women who have so much pain during their period that all they want to do is to crawl into fetal position and disappear for a week every month.
Take out the have so much pain during their period. I help women who want to crawl up into fetal position every time they get their period and crawl into bed or, you know, escape, like right to the heart of it.
Women who...
Because they know it's because of pain.
So
right?
I help women who want to crawl into...
Who are tired of having to crawl into fetal position every time their period comes. Who are tired of having to crawl into fetal position and
check out of your life.
Yeah, well, I read the rest of what you had, because there was a phrase in there that might be really good to add there.
And disappear for a week.
Yes. Yes, I help people who are tired of having to crawl up into fetal position or wanting to, if you want to put it that way. I help people who are tired of wanting to crawl into fetal position and disappear for a week every month. Do you have to stick around their cycle, period, or are they going to get it?
I would take out the week part. Just say that you want to disappear.
Disappear. So I help women who are tired of having to or wanting to or needing to, needing might be good, are tired of needing to crawl up into fetal position and disappear every time they get their period to experience pain-free and just two, not three, pain-free and read me the last of your...
To become pain and bloating free, rest well, and have a stable mood.
Okay, so to experience pain free and restful cycles.
Experience pain free
and restful cycles.
Okay.
Okay, read it.
So I help women who are tired of needing to crawl into fetal position and disappear every time they get their period.
Oh, wait, you know what? You don't even need that part because you're saying period at the end. So cross that off to experience pain-free and peaceful or restful periods.
So to experience pain-free and restful cycles.
Cycles or periods, what do you think? Periods. That's what people say, periods. Yeah. So read it again, short, sweet, to the point.
So I help women who are tired of needing to crawl into fetal position and disappear to experience free and restful periods.
Pain-free and restful periods.
Pain-free.
Maybe it should say cycles or menstrual periods.
Menstrual.
Yeah, just to make sure that it's clear, especially if it's converted into different languages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read it again, and then we'll get anybody else has any input.
So I help women who are tired of needing to crawl into fetal position and disappear to experience pain-free and restful menstrual periods.
Allison?
I think you need to leave out the needing to. Because okay. At the moment it's too long, and if you just say, I help women who are fed up with turning, you know, it being in the fetal position. So read it again without the needing to.
Okay, good, yeah.
Okay, I help women who are tired of,
curling up in the fetal position.
Yeah, so I help women who are tired to crawl into fetal position and disappear, to become pain-free and, no, to crawl into fetal position and disappear to pain-free and restful menstrual periods.
I think it needs the connection, though, because it doesn't flow without the needing to, having to.
It's not to, it's of. It's, I help women who are tired of curling up into the fetal position and disappearing every month to have pain-free and restful periods.
Got it. I help women who are tired of, fed up with, whichever you feel more comfortable with, and you can play with both, right? I help women who are tired of crawling up into a fetal position and disappearing every month to experience that every month that connects it. To experience pain-free and restful cycles or periods.
I would drop fetal position and just say curl up and disappear.
That's true.
We're tired of curling up and disappearing
every month.
To experience pain-free and restful periods. Menstrual periods. Because again, you switch it in a language thing, the periods may not go. I mean, it may not connect. And you go, periods, like do I want to do this? You know what I'm saying? Somebody may not connect it. Or, well, maybe with the once a month.
Thanks.
Every month they may connect it. Play with it. You know, and try it on people and see how they react. And you can always tweak words here and there. But I like that, Allison. That was very good.
If we write it out and post it in the NEPA group,
yeah,
then we can bounce ideas off each other. Mine's already there.
Okay, perfect. Yay. Okay.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
Beautiful. Annette, are you ready with yours?
Okay. I support overwhelmed parents of type 1 diabetics to create a calmer home life.
I love it. It's simple.
Excellent.
Well, how do you do that? Have you ever been a type 1 diabetic parent? You know it's not able to be done. I am the mom of a type 1 diabetic, and I, you know, here's how I do it. Because it's going to evoke, you want it to evoke something, and sometimes you want to evoke like, yeah, right, you don't know, right? That can't be done. Or that controversy, right? Yeah, I love it.
I posted in another group and I said, and I am the mom of a type 1, so I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I like it. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. It gets them into what their pain is, and it gets them into what they really dream of but don't think is possible.
Okay.
And they're going to go, okay, how do you do this? I need it. Yes, beautiful.
Great, thank you.
All right. Hey. All right, what's next? So here's some of the things that I'm picking up on that everybody kind of needs. The importance of that opt-in, right? Because if you don't have some place where you can collect people's names and then have a back end that leads them, even if it doesn't lead them to your program yet, and it doesn't lead them to a tripwire yet. And it doesn't lead them to anything but on your list that you can write to them and talk to them and connect with them with how they're feeling. And you can do that because all you have to do is get their name, right? And then you can create the sequence of and while you're working on your program, you can just keep giving them tips. And then they love you. And they love your tips. And they put their tips in. And you want to give them something that they can do right away that's going to get some kind of result, right? That's going to get them to go, oh, wow, that really works. And then they're going to come back and want to read your email next day, next day, next day. So even if you don't have anything to lead them to, you do have something to lead them to, great. But you want to create the anticipation and then have a call to action for them to get to. So if you're struggling with what that opt-in should be, I know, Michaela, you were working on yours. I want to find out where you're at with that. I know you've been tweaking yours. And I love your email, and I love your opt-in, and that, you know, the language is really catching people. But let's just get them up, okay? And once they're up, how do you get people to go to them? Well, when you meet somebody in the grocery store, and you tell this great line, and they say, how do you do that? You give them a card. Check out my website. I have this really cool little booklet and a video that'll share. And you have that on you just get a Vistaprint free video card if you want to, or $10 for 500 cards. And that card has to have that opt-in, right? The other way to do it is if you have lead pages, which I know Lisa does and Allison does, they have something in there called lead digits. And you can set up a phone number. So you could say, oh, you want, I have this really cool little booklet I'd love to have you get. Pull out your phone, I'll show you how to get it. And just type in this phone number, and they can give, if it's a local, like in a local, the same country, it can give you like a 5-digit number. Just put this as the phone number, and just type in the word diabetes here. And I'll send you my book. Like that's when, there's not a lot of time, right? You don't have time to get into a whole discussion with somebody because you're in the checkout line with them and they're going off to this and you're going off to that. Have that business card. That business card should have a link to your opt-in, but also it could say text XYZ to phone number to get this free thing. And you can accidentally drop some of those cards in key places. You can leave them in stores. And if it's a hot gift that you're giving them, right? That's why I keep thinking about yours, Annette, about the name of it being changed to more like what the subtitle is, you know? The End the Chaos piece. End the Chaos, the Diabetic Caregiver's Guide to.
To end the chaos, yeah.
But not even having that in the, like, yeah, something like that. I don't know the exact words at this point, but like putting that emotion in there. Because they're not necessarily looking for a diabetes caregiver's guide, right? End the chaos for diabetes caregivers.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally change the title at this point.
Yeah.
I'm going in and tweaking anyway.
Yeah. Let's see if we can put our heads together and come up with something at the end, because I think just getting that emotion there. Oh, yeah, I'll send you my... You know, a peaceful home for diabetic, you know, families. Right?
Yeah.
Even dropping the caregiver to families, right? Support system. I don't know. I'm feeling like when you said the way you said it, it was like, yeah, that's going to get their attention. And then you said, oh, download my free diabetes caregiver's guide. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I like the title. And I know for me, maybe it's just that I read it so much, but now I'm like, nah, you know.
It could certainly be the sub, right? But what's that thing that if you said to somebody in a supermarket, they said, oh, how do you do that? Well, I'm running off to a meeting right now, but let me get your information certainly get their information, first of all. That's my first tip to you. When you say that to somebody, they go, oh my God, I need that, or my friend needs that. Well, give me your card or give me your information and I'll, you know, you do it in your phone. You just put it in your phone and you say, I'll get back to you because I'm, you know, I don't have time right now. Or if you do have time, you have the conversation.
Right.
But I'll get back to you and I'll send you a copy of my right?
Yeah.
Buy 10 supplements that help with less period pain or whatever your thing is. They go, oh, I want that. Yes, here's how you get it. Right? And if you can get them right then and there on the cell phone to type it in, and rather than, you know, trusting that they're going to remember to do it later when they get back to their busy life or they're curled up in a fetal position or they have a kid that's, you know, running with highs or lows, you can get them right there. Take out your phone. I'm going to show you how to get this amazing booklet I put together. It's called, and I'm going to give it to you for free. Just go right here, text this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see that message that just came back? It says enter your email address. Enter your email address there, and we'll ship it to you.
All right. I'll work on the title. And, you know, if we don't get to it on the call, I can always post it on the group.
Absolutely. Use the group for feedback. Does this making sense? Like, Lisa, you know, you talk to somebody and you're at the supermarket. You say, I have these, and oh, my God, I have these mystery symptoms. How can I find out more about what you do? Right? You can just take out your thing. Well, I have a couple openings next week for strategy sessions. And, you know, I do an initial, you know, $77 if you do it. Or if you do a free one, you do a free one. Let's get you on the calendar. Let's just get you on the calendar and let's talk about this.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, you always have the card, right? And it could be a business size card because it fits in their wallet best. It could be a cute little, you know, the six up on a page type glossy cards, which are really cheap and easy to get made. But something that you give them, but you get their information too. Either they sign up for your opt-in or you get their phone number. Oh, I'll give you a call next week and we can set, I'll look at my calendar and we can set something up, or you can look at your calendar and we can set something up. And I'll be happy to share more. Or I'll send you my brochure if you have a brochure, right? And for, you know, you might even have a brochure or a card. So you give them the card, but you also give them a little business card they could stick in their wallet. You can also do one of those glossies that, who was it? Was on, oh, Michelle Gamble said yesterday, I just got 1,000 of these printed for $40. Like, whoa. And there, she held the card up. It was a pretty glossy both sides. And it could just explain in a nutshell. I used to do that for a class I did, was the 3 myths about fatigue that every woman should know. And I would do this free local class and get people in. And I had these cards made. I mean, I think it was 5,000 of them for $100. And I was like, ended up throwing most of them away because I stopped doing the thing. Don't put dates on any cards like that you make, right? Just keep them generic so you can use them. But that's down the road. You know, let's get the language right and get the opt-in there so you can get them to want it. It has to be something they want. Right? And should be something that connects to what you just told them you did. Right? Make sense? Yes? You look a little, Mahala, you look a little, what's up? What's going on? Nothing? Yeah.
Well, actually, we just hired somebody who will finish up my website and do all this opt-in and stuff for me. So I'm listening to everything you're saying, and when I'm meeting with him to be able to convey my needs. So
great. And you already had your language because we worked on your language for your page, right?
Yeah.
And that was the 10 supplements or some number of supplements helping with menstrual cramps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So look back at it. Just make sure that it's very, you know, emotive.
Yeah.
That if you had said that, what you just said to somebody, they go, oh my God, you just described my life. I want that. You know, here's a starting point. It's more than just supplements, but here's a starting point, and these things can give you some relief. And I'd love to talk to you some more about how I can support you in getting your cycles, your hormones, everything balanced, your liver detox. You can bring that in, you know, to help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Super. So when are you meeting with this guy?
I'm hoping this week, but my husband connected with him, and he said that he has to circle back with some other people that took him up on the offer and work on his schedule, and then he'll let me know. So I'm hoping that this week we'll get to meet. I also hired somebody, and he already did that. So I got the assessments that you gave us, and I worked them with for myself. Mm-hmm. And so he programmed them, and they're into my website. But I have to figure out how to present them.
Well, an initial, you know, with assessments, you want a short initial screening assessment that everybody can take, and that becomes yet another opt-in, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it can even be, you can even have one opt-in lead to an assessment, right? The book can lead to then an assessment, because from the assessment, you can lead them to a program. Mm-hmm. You can lead them to which is the right program for them. You know, one-on-one, a group thing, you know, whatever you have. And you have a bunch of handouts and things like that that you've been using that you can create one of them into a really hot $7 offer. And people are really hot to spend money, you know, especially if it's under $10 after you've done an assessment and told them they were screwed. I mean, last night, it was very telling. One of the persons who's joined ERC at the gold level, we asked them on their form, what prompted you to sign up? And she said, well, at the end of Sweet Spot, you gave us these hormone and body system assessments. And when I went through it, because I didn't think there was anything else wrong with me, and I went through it, and I saw that I was orange in large intestine and orange in adrenals and yellow in this. And she goes, I didn't realize I was screwed up. I want to get that fixed before it becomes a real serious problem. Right? So if you can do a short assessment and say, look, from the sounds of it, it sounds like it could be that your liver is congested or liver is overburdened with toxicity, and that's what's causing your menstrual irregularities. So you lead them to something. You lead them to a consultation with you, right? You lead them to you know, another little booklet or something that tells them, or a little lecture that you've already done, right, on liver toxicity and its effect on hormone balance, mm-hmm. right? So these are the things that you want to think through, like the customer journey. What are they experiencing? Mm-hmm. How are they going to be willing? Sure, anybody says, yeah, and I have this 2-hour presentation I did. It's $7. Sign up now after they've just found out that their liver toxicity scores through the roof, and that's probably what's causing their menstrual cramps. Who's not going to go $7? That's like a latte at Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's an easy yes, and then you can get them hooked into that, which would get them into your program or signing up for a free consultation or a paid consultation, whatever you offer, to go deep for them. But now mm-hmm. that they understand.
Yeah. Oh, good. Exactly. I didn't think about it. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Okay. Anybody else? Any questions or comments about what we just worked on and how that fits in to what they're doing? Who thinks they can go and make a car as soon as you have your opt-in link? Even if you don't have the opt-in up, get the URL that points to it. So you don't want to be telling people, oh, I have this thing and it's at AnnetteFalconet.com/diabetes caregivers guide. Okay. No, you just pick a URL. We have 250 URLs that we just keep buying. And fortunately, the other day I was looking for one to offer at a seminar I'm doing, and I found one that worked. I'm like, I have to have one amongst these 250 that will work for this. And it was like eating for hormone balance or something like that. That's easy to remember, right? So you think, what are these people, you know, what are these people going to remember if you say, go here, download my freebie. Then you can get your cards made, even if the thing isn't ready. Then you start giving them out as soon as it's ready. So there's no delay. It's ready. It's up. Yay. You just walk into Whole Foods and say, I'm so excited. I have this free thing. Here you go. No, not quite, but you know what I mean, right? Yeah. End the period prison or something like that. Escapefromperiodprison.com. I don't know. Something like that could actually work. It's long, but who wouldn't? Oh yeah, she. I met this lady and she has this website called Escape from Period Prison. I don't know. Think about it, but think, you know, something catchy like that. Those URLs are most likely available. So, Sexy. Did you ever get sexy, the sexy menopause one? Did you get that URL?
I think I did. And I'm just wondering whether you could have a joyful sexy menopause ebook URL and joyful sexy menopause course URL. Whether that's not too cumbersome and it enables it to tie together.
I would have one of them without the thing on it, without the ending on it. Mm. Right? So I would get all of them. When I came up with Sweet Spot, I went for the Sweet Spot Solution, the Sweet Spot Book, the Sweet Spot Bar, the Sweet Spot. I just got a whole ton of the Sweet Spot stuff. So yeah, you can do that. Crazy Sexy Menopause. Maybe call it guide. Call your book a guide. I mean, the crazy sexy. It's sexy joyful. I just lost somebody. Who did you lose? Annette. Yeah. So you could get a several of them, and use them for different things. But I think one that you're gonna. I think if you're gonna be using one to just give somebody in public to go get it. Oh yeah, yeah. Just go to sexymenopause.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's my,
make it easy. Okay. So this is something Allison and I've talked about a number of times, and yeah. This is where all that language you guys have been trying to put into your little sound bite, like, and I do it this way, and that's where you create a little 3-minute video. And if you don't want to be on the video initially, you don't want them to see your face, then just put pretty slideshow up. But it's a 3-minute video that describes who you are, especially Allison and Hala, who are your traditional backgrounds are medical, right? And people have an idea of what a pharmacist does, right? That you explain the naturopathic pharmacist. What does this mean? Well, a pharmacist really technically means somebody who puts together, you know, whatever. And a naturopath is somebody who does this. And I combine it, because here's the downside of, you know, what I've seen over the years of being a pharmacist. I'm sick and tired of seeing Joe Smith come in year after year after year to get his prescription filled, and he's looking worse and worse and worse as time goes on, right? Well, I thought, what if we can help him to get to the root cause and not just have to take these medications that have side effects, and we can help him to actually fix the problem? What would that be like, right? And this is how I'm different. And that I'm just throwing this off the top of my head, but these are ideas that you want to have them see. And Allison, now we've talked about this umpteen times and how it's different. But you don't want people showing up that just go, oh, she does bioidentical hormones. Where's my prescription? They don't want lifestyle advice. So really make it clear that, yeah, the drugs are there to help you get out of serious situations. And if you're on repeated bouts of antibiotics, there's something wrong with your immune system, and that's where I want to help you. If you're constantly coming in and filling the Excedrin PM or whatever prescription narcotics you're taking for your periods, there's something seriously wrong, and I want to help you with that, right? And this is how I differ. Make sense? So if each of you can make a 3-minute video, you can put out some bullet points, and we can help you with those bullet points of what's going to set you apart. Lisa, you're just, I'm going to go get to the root cause of this, right? I work with people who have these mysterious symptoms, and your doctor's just giving you this drug to try and that drug to try. You're not getting any better. You're also harming your liver from all the medications. So I want to help you get to the root cause so that you can go back to living your life, truly living your life. And here's how I do it. I really dig in. I do some tests. I do labs, conventional labs, that I do it from a functional perspective, from functional nutrition. I do some advanced labs to really get at what's going on in here with you. What's your biochemistry? What's your nutritional status? How are your hormones? How is your blood sugar? Because all of these things can tie in. And this is what I do, and this is how I believe. You can do it quickly. Practice it. I was on this webinar yesterday, and she asked me about what was my approach. What is nutritional endocrinology anyway, and what's my approach? And I told her I need a copy of this video because I like what I said, and I don't remember what I said. I mean, I know I liked it. I'm like, wow, that came out really well. And she was like, oh my God, that's so cool. You know, when I started to talk about the foundational things, and you know, you can look at Black Cohosh for, or whatever else for menstrual menopause symptoms, but it's not really getting to the root. What you really want to look at is this, and why is that happening? Is it because the estrogens aren't? And I went through this whole description. I'm like, wow, I could just take that piece and recreate that into a video that could be my why am I different video, right? What's your approach? 3 minutes is great. 5 minutes at the very outset, but catch people's attention and get them going, holy cow, that's such a different, what a refreshing approach. I want that. Right? 3 minutes. And what I'm thinking of for our next retreat day, what if we each create that and come ready to record it? Yeah, of course, it's not going to be your final recording, right? But record it for us. Give you that time to just, okay, you've got 3 minutes. Let's record it. And then you can take that recording and you can, you know, look at, okay, what do I do different? How do I make it better? And then really, really record it. How does that sound? How does that sound? Scary.
Scary, but yeah. Great.
But great, right? We need to get things done, right?
Yes.
We need to get things done. Mm-hmm. So will everybody commit to, I think it's not until like October something or other, is our next one. Our next day like this, will you get to having a script or even if it's a script and you read it, I don't really care, right? Because we're doing a practice run. You can read it and go, oh, that script is way too cumbersome. I can't even speak that way. Or you can do bullets and then just speak from the bullets. Whatever is most comfortable for you. But I want us to get over the fear. And I want everybody hearing what you have to say and giving you feedback, right?
Do we use slides or pick images or?
Up to you, right? You could just, like, for a 3 minute that's on your website, part of it is having them create a connection with you, right? Like, even get your lighting better, but in front of all your books, it's like, oh yeah, she is the detective. She is a geek. She does like to dig, right? Having a background that's going to be maybe for your diabetic caregivers, maybe just in a real simple background at home that looks peaceful, that looks serene. What's that? Oh, the genteel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But you can have some of that equipment around, yeah, right? But have it be an environment that gives them the feel of, and you can just even show, like, this is the paraphernalia we have to deal with. Here's the CGM, and here's how I'm looking at this. But it doesn't have to be chaotic and, right? Yeah. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Okay, so is everybody committed to doing that before the next one of these? And if you want to bring your script even to a call before that, because we'll have another mastermind call before that, we can help with fine-tuning it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So I can't wait to get yours done, Allison. We've been talking about...
Oh, I'm going to be done way before October. No,
okay. All right, good. Okay, good. All right. All right, so that was
I was thinking we were going to have time out now. We're going to go and do them now. That's what I was expecting you to say.
Now? A little bit longer, no? I mean, yeah.
I've done three Facebook Lives since I got my hair done this afternoon. So
one on the
NEPA page, one on my own network marketing team page, and one on my functional medicine doctor page. I've had loads of comments on the one on the functional
medicine. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Here's the thing, Facebook Lives, they're free, right, for now. You can get on there anytime. You can always erase it if you don't like how it came out. You just go in and say delete, but it's a way to get exposed, and you can go viral there if you do something that you tell people to share. And Lisa, you have 10,000 people or something on your Facebook, don't you?
Wow.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if you get out there once and you did a talk. You're going to weed out the ones that, you know, maybe aren't your audience. But are you experiencing mystery symptoms and you've been to doctor after doctor and nobody can figure it out? I'd love to have a conversation with you today. You know, I've found that over the years, my 20 years of being a clinical nutritionist, that the people that gravitate towards me are those people with those mysterious symptoms. And I'm able to use my approach because I love to dig in. I feel like I'm a health detective. And I'm, you know, digging into the mystery and helping you solve it, right? And I'd love to have a conversation. I just put together a little ebook that gives you a few tips. Go ahead and download it.
Good idea.
And that's how you get more people. Like, how do you get people to consume your book? You go on your Facebook. You approach people, other people who have a Facebook page. And you tell them, hey, I'd love to talk to your folks. You know, would you like to interview me for your Facebook page? I talk about menstrual cramps. Right? Okay, sure, let's do it. Right? Let's find a time to do it. But do it on your own first, right? And short and sweet, even, to just get them used to seeing you and knowing what you do. That's how you send people. I got this new opt-in. I'm so excited. The 10 supplements that can help with menstrual cramps. And there's a lot more than that, but this is a great starting point. Why don't you download it? Make sense? Okay. So actions so far. How are we doing on time? 11? Okay. Yes, we've got an hour and a half. We can take a break in a few minutes so you can get some water and go to the bathroom and all that. But don't go by me. I just keep going for 6 hours and not remember about bathroom breaks or anything. Right. So you all have your little sound bite. Okay? Between now and next Friday, so a week from now, I want you to share that sound bite with at least 7 people. That's on average 1 a day. Who can commit to doing that? Yes? Yes? Lisa? Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be in response to what do you do, right? It could be with a friend. It could be with a family member. You know, I was real excited. I just really got a really cool way that I want to. I'm so excited about really honing in on what I really do as a health practitioner. And blah, 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 blah. Right? It could be to other people in your community. It could be just to strangers in the grocery store. You ask them, what do they do first? You find somebody who's sitting there going, looking at the kale going like that. And you go, hey, it looks like you're a little confused about what to do with that. I love kale. I love to do this, that, or the other thing with it. If they don't ask you what you do, you say, so what do you do? You know, why are you so interested in this kale? Oh, I've been blah, blah, blah. I've been dealing with this issue. Oh, wow, really? Oh, I consider myself a health detective, and I help people who have these mysterious symptoms that their doctors can't help them with to do whatnot. So you can create the conversation starter that allows you to slip that in. And the more you get used to that, the better it is. I know people who do that so beautifully. And then I'm like, how did they get into a conversation about what they do with this perfect stranger? Because they have their, you know, and it's mostly those outgoing, gregarious people who do that. You don't have to be outgoing, gregarious person to do it. Just be curious about them. Be interested in their life. Right? Watch out every time you're in the produce aisle. And watch out when you see people reading a label down a non-produce aisle. Because most likely they're looking at something that's total crap. And you go say, wow, I see you reading the labels. Not a lot of people read labels before they put the stuff in the car. You're really educated or you care about what you eat. You know, then just start a conversation. Think about ways you can start conversations with these folks. Is this making sense? Lynn, does this make sense to you? Yeah? Yeah. You know what
I put my, I don't know if you saw what I put for mine. And
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted you to do it. I forgot to ask you.
That's okay. I'm learning from you guys. I said I help women who are bone-sucking tired from the overwhelm and chaos of trying to do it all to create a life where they can show up with a sense of control and confidence.
It's good, and I would love to invite you to just tighten it a little bit. Okay, without looking, can you say it? And just paraphrase it if you need. Yeah, seriously. Lisa can probably say hers without looking now because it was pretty straightforward. Allison, too, all the others were, you know, got it down to really short and sweet. So don't look at it.
I scroll down. Yeah, I help women who are bone-sucking tired to show up in their life with control and confidence.
I like that. I like it. Yeah, you don't need all the from the, you know, and that, because we tend to want to explain ourselves. And yeah, I like it. I help people who are bone-sucking tired in their life to show up with, yeah. And if you want to be...
Or just maybe, even to show up with confidence.
With confidence. But there was something in that first one about overwhelm or it was kind of identifying a who.
Right.
So read the first one again. Because let's see how we tie that in.
I help women who are bone-sucking tired from the overwhelm and chaos of trying to do it all.
Okay, so I help women who are bone-sucking tired from trying to do it all. That's it, right? Okay. To end the chaos and live their life with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Who show up. It's not just live up. They show up in their life with confidence. Yeah, because the idea
show up in their life
that I work with them with their calendars. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I just from all I see is people are just trying to do, you know, they go to summits, they read books, and they're trying to incorporate everything because they're trying to be somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. So read it again with it, or say it again with a little bit of tweaks that we did. Because I still want to catch that overwhelm and the chaos in there somewhere, because that's going to appeal to those folks, the overwhelm and the chaos. I help them to end the overwhelm and chaos, show up with confidence, something like that.
I help women who are bone-sucking tired to end the overwhelming chaos and show up in their life.
Show up in their life. Will they relate to that? To me, I don't relate to that. Like, to show up in my life. Hey, I show up in my life. What does that mean? You know what I mean?
Will they
relate to that, though? That they're not showing up in their life. Are they thinking, I don't show up in my life?
What they're thinking is, I'm trying to do everything, and I'm just bone-sucking tired.
Okay, so going back to, I help women who are bone-sucking tired from trying to do it all.
Well, it's more than just trying to do it. They're overwhelmed. It's that sense of overwhelm. They feel bone-sucking tired from the overwhelm.
Yeah, and I think you can even leave the from time the trying to do it all, and incorporate the overwhelm, because the trying to do it all is what leads to the overwhelm.
Right.
I help women who are bone sucking tired to end the overwhelm. And
no, actually, I think you're who end. I help women who are bone sucking tired from trying to do it all.
From trying to do it all. To show up in their life with confidence.
Or maybe it's to...
Or no confidence.
Instead of showing up in their life, it's maybe to create... You know, you don't want to, you know, to create the life of their dreams. You don't want to... To me, that's not fair. it's just not fair, but... that's where the confidence came in because, to create a life, to create a confident life, to create.
But they want their energy back, right? What do they want more, to create a confident life or get their energy back? I help women who are bone-sucking tired to let go of trying to do it all and live an energized life, or, I don't know, play with it some more.
Yep, okay.
Right? Yeah, play with it some more. Because you want to get some of those keywords that you have in there and the emotions, but not with all of the the parenthetical stuff that you might write in an essay. Right. Okay, cool. All right. Does anybody need a break? Bathroom break? Yeah? Let's take a break. I need food, so I'm going to go grab my smoothie. So let's take a break for about 20 minutes. We'll come back at, let's say it's 1:18, so let's say it's 1:20, 1:40. Is that good? 2:40 on the other coast, and who knows what the heck time it is in England.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay. All right.